Now, 3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.
I'm Angela Henley. A man was found dead at the Wilkes County Jail this week. According to Captain David Carsons of the Wilkes County Sheriff's Department, 31-year-old Billy Jack Deskins was found dead in his bunk by another inmate about 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. The inmate alerted jailers who called 911. Deskins was pronounced dead at the jail. Captain Carson says the preliminary medical report shows no signs of obvious trauma, so Deskins' body has been sent to Baptist Hospital for an autopsy. Deskins was only serving a 9 to 11 month sentence for probation violation, failure to appear, and non-support. He was allowed from time to time to work as a trustee doing some janitorial duties at the sheriff's office. Deskins was not in with the general population. He was in a cell alone at the time of his death. Carson says it could take months before the final autopsy results are received. Maybe it's the poor state of the economy, or just the time of year, but shoplifting reports are steadily coming in at the Wilkesboro Police Department. Tuesday evening, police were called to Walmart in reference to a shoplifter. The loss prevention officer at the store told police that he saw a woman conceal 4 children's watches and a large box of goodie powders before attempting to walk out the door without paying. The woman was arrested and transported to the Wilkes County Intake Center, but was later released on a $500 secure bond. Again, maybe it's the poor state of the economy or just the time of year, but the domestic disturbance reports are also coming in fairly regularly to the Wilkesboro Police Department. Just this week, there have been at least 3 different reports. In the first, a man and woman got into an argument near Lowe's Motel. Police were called when someone at the motel heard the woman calling for help. When police arrived, both the man and woman admitted to arguing. The officer offered to transport the woman to the safe house, but she refused. Police did give her a domestic violence packet. Again, police were called out to a residence in town. A man and wife were fighting. Reportedly, the man had taken a large amount of pain medication over the course of the day and had begun acting in a threatening manner. The woman said she feared for her safety and that of the children in the house. The man agreed to go stay with other family members, and again, the woman was given a domestic violence packet. And finally, police were called to another local residence where a man and woman were fighting. Each had broken objects in the home, but had not physically hurt each other. Both refused to leave. There were no visible signs of physical injury, so the police gave the man and the woman a domestic violence packet. Sometimes domestic disturbances can escalate into dangerous and even deadly situations. It was just a few weeks ago on November 22nd in Roaring River that a father and son argument ended with the son murdering his father. There is a domestic violence shelter in Wilkes called SAFE. It is a 14-bed facility providing 24-hour shelter to victims of domestic violence. You can call the SAFE Crisis Line anytime at 838-SAFE. An autopsy has been ordered for yet another person in Wilkes found dead in their home. Bernice Pennington was found in her home by her son and sister on Monday. Pennington did have several medical conditions and was on medication. The Wilkes County Sheriff's Department was called to the scene to investigate. The Wilkes Medical Examiner ordered the body to be sent to Baptist Hospital for the autopsy. Good economic news for our neighbors in Caldwell County. Governor Bev Perdue announced that the global textile firm Sadler AG will locate in Caldwell. The company plans to create 76 jobs and invest over $4 million during the next 3 years in Hudson. The project was made possible in part by a $150,000 grant from the One North Carolina Fund. North Carolina is a world leader in textiles, and international firms continue to tap into North Carolina's skilled workforce and top business climate, said Governor Perdue. Sadler AG, an Austrian-based family-owned global textile firm, will acquire the Outdura brand from North Carolina-based textile maker Shuford Mills, LLC. The One North Carolina Fund provides financial assistance through local governments to attract business projects that will stimulate economy activity and create new jobs in the state. Companies receive no money up front and must meet job creation and investment performance standards to qualify for grant funds. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley.
3WC Local News, brought to you by Hugh Chatham Memorial Hospital, our region's choice for technology and care.